So before we go on, what's the difference between an agent and a broker?
There really is not a huge difference between an agent and a broker. It's just the length of time in the business and some continuing education.
In the world of real estate, there's different kinds of agents. Is that correct?
Yes.
There's agents who only do residential.
Right.
Agents only do commercial.
Right. Yes.
And agents only do investments.
Exactly.
If you're just starting out, the question is, how do you find a good agent?
Well, that's a great question. And first of all, if you're an investor starting out, I would encourage you to educate yourself and prepare yourself. If you want to take your money and give it to a real estate agent or a broker and hope they make the right decision for you, I think that could be one of the biggest mistakes you could make. So really, you need to be responsible and educate yourself. Read books about real estate investing. Learn how to analyze a piece of property. Learn to drive areas and look and see the changes that areas are going through. Are they going up, down? Are they stable? What's happening around you? And then by preparation, go ahead and go out and get your financing together. Meet with a lender. Explain to them what you want to do. You're going to become an investor. You're going to be buying multiple properties over the course of the next few years. And what will you be looking for in terms of getting me approved for my loans? And the lender will give you a list of criteria, and they'll want all that documentation, and they get you some credit set up and get your loan in place and you're ready to go. So when you do find a property that meets your criteria, your financing's in place, your offer looks stronger, and then you're ready to go. But you want to get yourself educated and get yourself prepared.
Okay. And Lynn, you had another idea, is that if you call a large brokerage house, let's say 20 to 50 more agents, you can just simply ask for which agent specializes in investors. Is that correct?
Exactly. I would just recommend, like just as Robert said, if there are several companies, call the owner, call the manager of that company and say, who of your agents specializes in working with investors?
And one of the things I do is, like, let's say, we go to Galveston or we go anywhere in the world. I walk into a real estate office and I give the agents a test. This is what I do. Because you can't tell a good agent from a bad agent by the size of their shoes. You know, they all look alike. In fact, some of the worst-looking agents are the best agents. And the question I ask them is, give me your top three deals. As an investor, what do you think is the best? What do you think are the best three deals? And I listen to what they have to say. And if the deals are terrible, I know this person is clueless about the world of investment. So what I do is I give them a test. And if they don't meet my test, I don't deal with them. There's another thing called the buyer's agent in some states, and not all states have this. What does that mean to you, Lynn?
It means that the agent does represent you in the transaction.
Because most real estate agents represent the seller of the property.
That's correct. The listing agent, or the agent who does actually put the property on the market, normally represents the seller. And then you either have a buyer's rep agent who can represent you in the transaction.
Is there any advantage to that?
Yes, I think because they are absolutely representing your best interest in the transaction, not that of the seller. So they're looking for the best deal and the best terms and the best, you know, what is going to meet your criteria in the transaction.
So for me, once I found the perfect investment broker for me, I let them know that I was going to buy 5-6 properties a year or 3 properties a year. And this guy, John, out of Portland, Oregon, he would just call me up. Now, I've had people say to me, well, what makes you think he's going to give you the best deal? So I asked John that. I said, why would you give me the best deal and why wouldn't you keep, you know, the best deal for yourself? And he said, the reason is there's too many deals. He says, I do pick up 1 or 2 or 3 properties myself a year. But if you know what you're looking for, there's an abundance of deals. So anybody who says to you that the agent will bag the best deals for themselves is obviously somebody coming from scarcity and really is not a real estate investor. Because once you understand the criteria of what an investor is looking for, there are so many properties. So finding an agent who knows what you're looking for and invests in the same thing as you're investing in is just heaven to me.
Absolutely, because it's always better to work with someone who's aligned in your thinking. And this is what you're saying, Robert, is, you know, you're working with an agent who, or a broker who is aligned in your thinking, and it helps to speed up the transaction.
So if an agent is good, they will tell you what they're good at and what they're not good at. If a person doesn't know the difference, what's good and what's bad, you probably have a rookie on the line. Would you agree with that, Wayne?
I really would. And you're an experienced investor, so you can spot a deal pretty quickly. So if we could, I'd like to back up for a minute.